WHO issues bleak warning, U.S. could potentially be next coronavirus epicenter. By Simon Kent on March 24, 2020. Such is the very large acceleration in Chinese coronavirus infections in the U.S. it now has the potential of becoming the new global epicenter. The World Health Organization, WHO, warned Tuesday. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris told reporters in Geneva at a press briefing that over the past 24 hours, 85% of all new coronavirus cases were from Europe and the United States. Of those, 40% were from the United States. Reuters reports Harris was asked whether the United States could become the new epicenter and she said, "We are now seeing a very large acceleration in cases in the U.S. so it does have that potential. They, the United States, have a very large outbreak and an outbreak that is increasing in intensity." The WHO warning came just hours after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence applauded how the country was coming together, including mentioning the contributions from the business community to take on coronavirus as it continues to spread and impair the country. As Breitbart News reported, he cited the extraordinary action of President Donald Trump invoking the Defense Production Act, but also noted efforts from 3M, Facebook and Anheuser-Busch in working with the government in tackling the pandemic. Citizens at large also seem to be noting the combined efforts, with roughly half of America approving of the job that Trump is doing to combat the spread of the disease that originated in Wuhan, China. A new poll released by Monmouth University on Monday indicates 50% of Americans across the country believe the president is doing a good job in handling the crisis, compared to 45% who do not. When broken down along partisan lines, Trump's performance was rated significantly better among Republicans, 89%, and independents, 48%, than Democrats, only 19% of whom thought the president was doing a good job. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.